Hey, I've got a great idea. Instead of working all day today, why don't we go and put one up on the green at the Medalist Golf Course. Beautiful course between Battle Creek and Marshall. Lowell Weaver is with us. You know him. He's the general manager of the Medalist. Good morning, and good to have you with us again.
Good morning.
I love the questions that we get from listeners, and this one intrigues me because in one sense, here's this listener almost apologizing. Because he's a once-a-week golfer. I'm thinking, dude, you are a serious golfer. But he needs some help. I'm guessing it's a he. I shouldn't presume. Question is pretty straightforward. It knows no gender. Lowell, this writer wants to know, what's the best way for me? A once-a-week golfer, again, this is someone who plays quite a bit and has a lot of time to think about this, to take a couple of strokes off my game. Now, it doesn't sound to me like they're asking for a miracle, but they're looking for something maybe when you work with someone, diagnose their play, you can make a couple of recommendations right off the bat. How should we say the more commonly seen things to fix?
Well, there again, it's a little difficult to try and tell for sure without seeing the person.
Absolutely.
Or knowing what their work ethic is. But I'll just throw a generic answer out there based on what I see most golfers doing.
There you go.
For that. So, really, what I see most golfers that are once a week, they play in our leagues once a week or something like that, or just come out and play on Saturdays. For the most part, they might get a bucket of range balls and go to the range, pull out their driver, and hit 30 drivers, and then go to the first tee and play golf.
Okay.
And that's what I see a lot of. What I don't see a lot of are people that play once a week to spend much time around the putting green. And really, the way to really shave strokes off of a round of golf for most golfers is from 100 yards in. If you think about it, you're going to hit driver 18 times or 14 times. You're going to hit tee shots 18 times. But you're probably going to hit about 35 putts and maybe another 7 or 8 chips. So most of your shots are within about 30 yards of the green, but nobody practices that. And if you watch the PGA Tour, you think of how great golfers these guys are. But on the average PGA Tour player only hits 12 of 18 greens in regulation. Think about that. It's 2 out of 3 greens they miss.
Okay.
But they shoot under par. It's because they chip them in or they chip them real close and make the putts. That's where most of the golfers really should spend more time. If they spent half of the time doing the short game as they do on their long game that they only hit a few times around anyway, they would get a lot better. And I see that time and time again.
So when you look at the numbers of actual shots you would make in a round of golf and break that out, that portion of the game is significantly more important simply by the sheer number of opportunities you have to make a good shot or a poor shot.
Exactly. That's what I work a little bit with the Marshall High School team. My son's on that team, and
okay.
I go around and watch them, and I have them keep track of how many putts they have, how many times that they barely miss a green and get up and down. And we do a plus-minus, basically. If they just miss the green by a little bit, they should be able to get up and down every other time.
Okay.
And so if they get up and down, they get a minus a half. If they don't, they get a plus a half, things like that. And at the end of the round, you look at it and you say, wow, I just wasted 4 strokes because I didn't do what I should have done on an average day for the short game. And it really makes them start thinking about, boy, I really should start working on that short game. And that's what golfers, I mean, I probably sell 5 times as many drivers as I do anything else at that golf course. But that's not going to improve their game. They're going to get an extra 3 yards maybe.
Well, you anticipated my question, because when I look at marketing in golf, the emphasis seems to be on these sexy drivers, these things that are going to, quote, improve your game.
Mm-hmm.
But the real improvement is what? 3 yards?
Yeah, actually, the real improvement is the 6 inches between my ears, usually. That's my problem. but yeah, I mean, Yeah, like they talk about the driver is going to get you 15 more yards. But, you know, for me, sometimes that's 15 yards deeper into the woods.
Gotcha.
But the key is, that 10-foot putt is one stroke, just like that 250-yard drive is. And
okay.
If you can get that in the hole.
Well, do manufacturers have the same emphasis on equipment for the shorter game as they do on the drives?
Yes.
Drivers.
Yeah, they do. It's just not as sexy, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many different shapes and sizes and lengths of putters now, especially with the belly putter getting very popular. there's a lot of different things. And basically, golf is, we've talked about this before, is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a putter that you like the look of, and you can demo those everywhere, basically. But if you like the look of a putter, you're going to make more putts just because you're confident you're going to use it. It's going to knock in the hole. But the thing is just practice that. Practice getting a good stroke. Practice getting a good chip shot, because you can hit it 280 yards, hit it 50 yards from the green, chunk your second shot, skull your third shot over the green, hit it on, and three putt for a seven. You know, that's it. Or if you can get that chip shot up on the green, make a par. You know, pars are your friends. That's the way you look at it.
And we talked last week about the greens themselves. Take some time, read that green, get the direction, think about that just a minute. I can't help but think that would help with the final score as well.
Yeah, especially the uphill and downhill. I mean, as you're walking up to the ball, look at it. You know, look at the whole green and see the way it's shaped, and look at the direction. If you're putting uphill or downhill, that really makes a big difference in how far it's going to go, obviously. And a lot of people don't realize that, hey, I hit it 10 feet by. Well, yeah, you're hitting down a three-degree slope. That's why I went so far by.
It's going to take off on you.
Yep.
All right, Lowell, thanks for taking some time, and I hope our listener who needed a little help was listening. And if they weren't, I know there's a lot of other people who will as well. You've got a neat Memorial Day patriotic special that we're going to be doing this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, we've got that going just like we do every holiday of the summer. Just basically wear red, white, or blue. Come in. You can either book it online on our website on online tee times, or you can just mention you heard it here on WBCK. It's today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. It's $37, 18 holes, including cart. Come out and enjoy the beautiful weather and show a little patriotism at the
same
time.
Well, Lowell, thanks to you, and have a great holiday weekend. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, sounds great.